T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And the mayor of the fine city of Bridgeport, the largest city in the state, Joe Ganim, is with us. Mayor Ganim, Jody Ambrosio, and Ray Dunaway. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing? Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you.
Good to have you on. I was watching on Tuesday, and I thought we had elected a pope. I saw little white wisps of smoke coming out of your ears when the your opponent said he probably wouldn't support you if you were the winner. Did that surprise you?
Well, yeah, it was somewhat insulting to the Democrats. Probably not. He's probably not going to support the Democratic nominee. He's going to diss the Democratic Party and go support a Trump Republican. I mean, I hope that the Democratic voters are paying attention to that. It, to me, and I think I said it that night, it undermines any credibility for anything that any position he claims to stake out or support that are part of the priorities for the Democratic Party and values for fighting for working families to start with. So I don't know where he's coming from, but there's going to be 5 Republicans on the stage this morning. They're probably all going to want to get his endorsement. He's probably going to endorse one of them. It's crazy. So I hope the Democrats focus on Tuesday, whether you're real, you know, I'm a real Democrat. Someone called for him to actually drop out of the race, and he's not showing up this morning. So, you know, it's interesting. He swoops in every 48 years, tells us how to fix the problem, then leaves. So maybe he's going to leave a little bit before primary day. I just don't know.
As mayor of the state's largest city, I know you and Luke Bronin and others have concentrated. Look, you want to make this city, this state great. You got to work on the cities. And you know, there's been some improvement down in Bridgeport. There has.
Well, we've got over $1 billion. It would seem, you don't see this too often, but right now, as the largest city, we've got over $1 billion in new investment coming in from out-of-state companies coming into Connecticut and coming into Bridgeport, into its largest city. And with that, jobs, tax-based growth. So, cities are always going to be a challenge, especially the way Connecticut has set up a formula here for high property tax and so on.
Yeah.
But we've made some real progress in creating jobs and growing a tough economy. And so what I've talked about is taking that same formula, hopefully with the same type of success that we've had on a local level, multiplying it by 10, 20, whatever we need to do to get Connecticut's economy going again. So that's what I'll fight for. It does involve, though, recognizing the challenges of our cities that can be, in many ways, engines to drive a new Connecticut economy for every city and town, people all across Connecticut.
How, Mayor, how do you unite 169 cities and towns that in many ways operate as separate entities, and one end of the state could give a damn about the other end of the state? How would you unite that our state?
You know, I'd work with the General Assembly because we have representatives across, and the difficulties that is. I've got a record of bipartisan support, or leadership, I should say, working across an aisle, and I like to say around the table sometimes with labor and management and business and government. But you look at incentives to start with. This process of saying, oh, we're going to penalize one school district to the expense of another has got to end. We've got to be fair, and we've got to, I think, raise it to a level where people say, hey, we're a small state. We respect and love our own cities and towns. But let's all be a part of a bigger picture. And I think there's ways to do that we can look at across the country. I could share some specifics with you, but I think conceptually that's really what we're talking about.
Joe Ganim is the mayor of Bridgeport and is with us for a few minutes this morning. Would love to have your vote on Tuesday. If you'd like to know more about him, Ganim2018.com. That's Ganim2018.com. When we've talked to Republicans, you know, there are a couple of guys over there saying we'll get rid of the income tax. We pretty much have learned that'd be really difficult to do. But let's say, how about getting concessions on the labor side? That's pretty well said. I don't think there's anything you could do, Joe.
Well, there's you're never going to cut or tax your way out of a huge budget deficit. I know that from doing it on a local level where I took over our largest city when it was in bankruptcy.
Yeah,
I took it out of bankruptcy. The goal there was to break, by my predecessor, Republican at the time, was to break union contracts and not pay the pension obligations, which you just can't do. But we need to do what we were able to do was work side by side, set goals collectively. It wasn't labor against management. It was labor management together around the table. I call it a labor management cooperative and set goals as to what we want to do for cost savings without compromising benefits to an extent beyond which we kind of all agreed. And with that, we were able to set the budget for the next, you know, for me, it was the next 10 years, hold the line on taxes, without any of these massive layoffs, by agreement, and then build an economy that had a ballpark and an arena, and greater public safety initiatives. So, it's, again, the specifics we can get into, probably don't have the time this morning, but I've done there, have proven results with this, and we hope to bring that type of approach, and will bring that type of approach, to Connecticut as the next governor.
Mayor, there's a story in the Connecticut Post this morning that your finances are down to $173,000. Could that be an issue if you win the primary and go on to the general election?
You know, certainly there's an angle on that story that makes it sound like $173,000 4 days before primaries is pretty darn good. I didn't know we were going to be in this kind of shape. You know, if you divide that by four or five, if we want to spend it down. But we're going to raise millions of dollars after this primary. We'll have raised probably top $1 million by the time we get done on Tuesday. And so I'm not self-funded. We're not going to be like my opponent. Lamont wants to try and buy this election.
Right.
We're not going to do that. The state capitol is not for sale. It's a grassroots effort. It always has been. And I've always said, you know, if he wants to be the Linda McMahon of this election cycle, so be it. I'm the grassroots candidate with signatures to get on the ballot, with grassroots support financially. And that's what's going to take today. It's the power of individual people stepping up and being part of this. They've done it. We're close to $1 million. And sign my petition, hopefully, and believe they'll do it on primary day as well.
At the end of the debate, Dennis House asked you if you were Yankees or Red Sox. You said Yankees. Are you concerned about Severino?
Well, let me tell you, the Red Sox are having the best season I think they've ever had in their franchise history.
Yeah, but there's beer muscles in August, Mayor.
I like that. I'm a Yankee fan.
That's what I mean.
I'm a Yankee
That's
fan.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Hey, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck in the primary on Tuesday. Thank you, Mayor.
By the way, it's Ganim2018.com if you'd like to make it on it. Yes.
You'd have to say he's a very outgoing personality.
I'm telling you, he's an engaging guy.
Right.
I mean, I've seen him work a crowd. I mean, he's amazing.
Right. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.